I'm going to steal Ziggy's question because I don't think he's going to ask it, so I'll just be that guy. We have, you may be aware, Pete, a bit of an obsession with our local hockey team, and we worry a little bit about how they're playing, and we compare them sometimes to other teams. Boston is often at the top of the list, what with the playoffs and such. But Lou Lamoriello is running a New York Islanders team that has won 9 in a row and is poised to win its 10th, facing an Ottawa team that's on a back-to-back tonight in Brooklyn. If you were putting those two teams up against each other, papered rosters, who do you like better, and which team's style of play do you prefer?
I mean, I like the talent of the Maple Leafs, hands down, but the structure of Barry Trotz and this goaltending tandem, it's amazing, too. They can swap out Robin Leonard like it's nothing and take on a reclamation project like Semyon Varlamov, and he's performing just as well. And, with Thomas Greiss as well. I mean, I think right now if the two teams played, the Islanders would win. I know that the Islanders had some success against the Maple Leafs, to everyone's surprise, last year. I still think the Maple Leafs are going to be a dangerous team come playoff time, but with the way Boston's playing, if they come head-to-head again, you got to be worried as a Maple Leafs fan right now. The Maple Leafs are near the bottom of the league in even strength save percentage, near the top of the league for the wrong reasons in allowing the 6th most shots per game, shots on goal. So that's the type of lack of structure and the type of things that worry you over the course of a long regular season. Even if Frederik Andersen plays well on a given night, it doesn't guarantee you anything, and that's a problem right now for the Maple Leafs, especially while they're without Tavares and Zach Hyman and guys like that.
Now, I want to ask you about the Leafs in a little bit, but just one more thing about the Islanders. Now, we had Lou Lamoriello here with the Maple Leafs. How much credit do you give him for the Islanders kind of turning it around with that organization?
Oh, it's all the credit in the world to the two of those guys. I still can't believe, honestly, that after, you know, with Tavares possibly leaving at that time, that they were able to get Barry Trotz fresh off a Stanley Cup championship. That sort of stuff doesn't happen in any major sports where a coach of a champion leaves. And I think that that would not have ever happened in a million years if Lou Lamoriello wasn't at the helm for Trotz to go there. Even if it was for more money, it still just speaks volumes about Lou. And then just with all the Islanders fans the past year and a half since Tavares, even when they lost Tavares, it was like the urgency to make a trade, trigger happy move. And he has just had a cool demeanor. He stuck with his guys. He saw who worked out last year. He was able to re-sign guys who were about to hit the free agent market, whether it was Brock Nelson, Jordan Eberle, some of these guys. I know Leonard ended up leaving, but like I said, it didn't matter. I mean, it hasn't mattered so far. They're on the verge of a 10-game winning streak, and it's early November, so do the math, and they're near the top of the NHL standing. So I think Lamoriello has everything to do with this, and everybody who doubted him is turning their heads right now.
I'm sure you've seen the comments from Doughty and Ovechkin regarding the Toronto Maple Leafs. What did you make of that, and is that a big deal when you're looking at star players talking about other teams, or do you see kind of not that big of a deal?
I mean, regarding Doughty, he's been talking a lot. He said, that team's not playing very well. That game tonight is going to be probably high scoring between the Kings and the Maple Leafs. The Kings have generated a lot of shots this year, but have not done well on their own end. So the Leafs have a great chance tonight. But regarding Ovechkin, I mean, he's a championship caliber player in the Maple Leafs and Toronto market are the most polarizing in the league, to say the least. And of course, after like what the Raptors did and just the pressure on the Maple Leafs, the pressure on Babcock, the pressure on their star power, you know, when you have three or four elite players in your lineup on a nightly basis, the expectations are tremendously high. So I think that the Ovechkin points are valid. The way that they play needs to change to some extent. I don't know if they're going to make a trade or whatnot, but what's happening now is not really working so far. And, you know, the playoff failures the past couple of years, it's a shame that they ran into Boston again last year, losing game six at home. You know, you can't help but look back at that with some regret as this Maple Leafs team struggles to get out of the first round year to year.
Pete Jensen is with NHL.com. He's the fantasy hockey editor. You can get him on Twitter at NHL Jensen, and he's with us on Leadoff on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Pete, if you told me at the start of the season this year that when we're talking about potent offensive duos in the NHL, that we wouldn't necessarily have Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, John Tavares, William Nylander, or any grouping of those two at the top of our minds, I probably would have been a little bit surprised. But so far, the names are, I guess, predictable to a certain extent. You have Alexander Ovechkin and John Carlson who are making waves. Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid have continued their impact from last season. And then forever, Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak, and you mentioned what a pain in the neck they've been to Toronto Maple Leafs and their fans. Those three tandems are kind of running away with things early on. Would you trade any of those two for like a Matthews Tavares, a Matthews Marner duo? Would you prefer to have them?
I mean, it's tough because I think that the way that the Maple Leafs have built their roster, having two elite centers, puts them more in a, you know, potential championship conversation with like Crosby, Malkin. I mean, that's what you're hoping for, to spread your scoring out onto two separate lines, which can make you more valuable over a long playoff run. I know it hasn't happened yet, but last year I felt like when the Maple Leafs had a chance to break through against the Bruins, if they had done so, I really felt strongly that they could have gone to the Cup final. Mm. So that's the type of ceiling that you're talking about with Matthews and Tavares on separate lines, and then also having Marner playing with Tavares. So, but yeah, those couple of duos that you mentioned, it's pretty amazing. Nobody really talks about Brad Marchand, even with Pasternak's success so far leading the league in goals. But Brad Marchand right now, last check, 28 points in 14 games. That's 2 points per game right now.
It's not too shabby,
that
Pete.
Feisty guy. That's pretty amazing.
And that's more infuriating, too, because he already rubs people the wrong way. So not only is he going to do it to you mentally, he's going to do it on the score sheet, too, which is one of the things that we talk about all the time. It's not enough for the Maple Leafs to just be like, we need an enforcer. We need someone who's an irritant. We need someone who's going to really get under people's skin. You have to be also talented in this NHL.
Yeah, for sure. And they're going to get some grind back when Zach Hyman comes back, but you know, I know a lot of people think that Zach Hyman shouldn't be playing in the top six. Maybe it should be someone like Mikhaev or Kapanen, and that's a fair point as well. But I think bringing that type of demeanor back into the lineup will be invaluable for this team. And I'm also curious to see if the Maple Leafs might consider, when they get back fully healthy, to try Tyson Barrie more on the first power play unit to take some pressure off some of the other defensemen and try to cater to his skill set. I think that's something that has been a little surprising so far early in the season, to see Barrie, who's a great offensive defenseman, on the second power play.
Pete, great chat this morning. Thank you. We'll certainly reach out again soon.
Sounds great. And thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. I hope the Leafs start to turn things around for your city.
Just laughed at the end of that. Thanks for sticking with us despite me being around, though, Pete, also.
Well, Pete's like, okay, so who's buying me free drinks next time I'm in Toronto? I said something nice about the Leafs.
Everyone.
Yeah, everybody.
Anyone will.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Pete Jensen of NHL.com, the fantasy hockey editor, and he 3 to 4 times a week is the host of the NHL Fantasy on Ice podcast, which you can get on NHL.com.